Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
6:43, David Hochberg's here. All we do is help. We just keep helping you. In the meantime, before we get to your mortgage and other associated financial issues, keep those texts coming. The texter question today: what's bugging you about going out to eat now? Could be the waiter waitress side, could be the customer side. Okay, keep them coming, and later on we'll give something away, I'm sure. David Hochberg is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Do I have a chance to win?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Appreciate you dropping by, though.
Forget about it.
David Hochberg has a new address. Where do you work?
I'm now at Pearl Mortgage. I resigned as president of Townstone Financial. I'm now at a company called Pearl Mortgage, vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage, they've got locations all over the place, but my office is now in Deerfield instead of downtown, which doesn't matter. The only thing that's changed is my phone number, email address, and where I work. I'm the same guy.
And it's just a business move.
It was a business move. It was done for family. I'm 48 years old, haven't had a heart attack yet, which is good, and I don't plan on having one. And
well, no one really plans on it. Next year I'm going to put a grabber in my schedule.
have an artery clock. And I, yeah. I just, for quality of life, I'm 8 minutes from home instead of 2 hour travel time. I don't have to get up at 4:30.
Sure.
You know, it's just
understandable.
It's better for me and my family. Nothing wrong with Townstone. It was just a move for my personal well-being and my mental stability and my stress level. So that's why I made the move.
Same quality stuff. But give it to you straight, David Hochberg.
Nothing's changing there, baby. I've been this way for 48 years. As much as my first wife tried to change me, that didn't work out. My second wife attempted to and basically threw in the towel. I'm the same dude as I was when I woke up last week when I was president of Townstone Financial, and the same guy as I am today as vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage.
Well, I'm a fan. You know that.
I know, and we're friends, and I appreciate the support.
So you'll still tell people, you know, if they're paying too high of an interest rate, are you nuts? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Direct quote. I think that was a direct email. I'm at 4.875. You think I should refinance? I go, are you nuts? Absolutely.
Let's go. And I think of you every month when I get my new mortgage and I save $700 a month.
Saving money.
Happy. You like that, yeah.
And by the way, Larry King, you're still on wife number two, just so we can make that clear.
If this doesn't work, man, I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah,
I'm
so
done.
I just want to make that clear.
I'll be broke and I'm not doing it again. So.
All right, we'll come back with David in a second. And if you have questions, you could certainly chime in too at 312-981-7200. We're going to hit the basics in a moment. All right, at 6:53, David Hochberg's here. Where are we with mortgages, percentage-wise?
Still in the high threes on a 30-year fix, still in the high threes, low fours. It's based upon credit score, loan-to-value.
Are you surprised it's held there?
No, not at all, because I still talk to people every single day, unfortunately, with $40,000 with the credit card debt, just lost their job, got cut back on their job, or being replaced by somebody making $35,000 out of college, and now their $100,000 a year job is cut. It's still out there. The economy is better, or as we like to say, it sucks less, but it's not to the point where we were at before the apocalypse in 07, 08 when everything went down the toilet.
Well, Wall Street is roaring.
Sure it is.
Real people are not.
Well, yeah, because Wall Street's roaring because they're eliminating jobs and making more profit and
that's
hiring
why,
cheaper employees. Yeah.
That's why we in the media do a poor job of reporting on the economy, because we report numbers that don't apply to real people.
Yeah, look at the trains, okay? Look at the people on the trains going home, right? What happened to the guy that sat next to you and the lady that sat next to you for the past 3 years? They're not there anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive. It's just that their job's been replaced by somebody making one-third of what they were making. And then what do? You go home and you still got three kids or two kids, two cars, a house, a mortgage, credit card bills that you thought you were going to pay that now you can't pay because there's no money there. Right?
All right, so first step, my world has crashed around me. I just got fired. I didn't know it was coming. I really didn't.
Yeah.
What happens? What do I do first?
What do you do first? You take a look at what you have in your savings account and your checking account, and you make a realization like, hey, you do an assessment of where you're at.
Right.
And you have to have a real-life assessment, not a pie-in-the-sky assessment. Like, you know, there's really only $500 in my checking account instead of $5,000.
Yeah, it's big boy rules.
It's big boy rules, right?
Right.
Put your pants on and realize what's going on in your life.
Right.
And say, you know what? We have to sell a car. you know what? We're going to have to dump the second home. You know what? That $20,000 vacation to Disney is off.
Yeah, it's not happening this year.
And that basement refinish that you want to do is gone.
Right.
And that second car that we have, guess what? It's going on the block and the boat and the dock and all that stuff. It's hit the bunker mentality, buddy.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills.
I still got people that lose their job. They're like, yeah, la-di-da-di-da, everything's fine. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, we're going to go to the boathouse and, you know, we're going to take the boat out. Oh, yeah, $4 a gallon, you know, fuel to load up the boat. And people are in la-la land.
We're going to kick back and go broker.
Exactly. And then load up, you know, we're going to double down. That's what they do.
At what point do you go, I've got to take the step to refi if you're in that position? And can you refi if you're not in a current job?
If your spouse is making money and enough money to carry that load, yes. Then the other option is you have to bring on a co-signer. In order to get over the hump, a lot of people still have a ton of assets, and there's asset depletion loans, Steve, that we could put people into as a short-term gap to lower their expenses and lower their debt, eliminate their debt. So there's different strategies out there. But a lot of people that I'm talking to, they're not making $100,000 a year. Combined income, 80, 85 grand a year. Yeah. They're working 60-hour weeks, both of them.
Right.
Okay, we're not talking millionaires. We're talking listeners out there that are driving a six-year-old car.
Regular hardworking people.
Right. Six-year-old car, $20,000 to $40,000 worth of credit card debt. Two kids with bad teeth that need dental equipment in their mouth that they can't afford to put braces or stuff in there. You know, their mother's getting sick. They got to take care of their mother, and their brother needs a kidney, so they got to give him a kidney. I mean, it's everyday life. And these people are working double shifts and 2-3 jobs and still can't make it. Those people are in a tough position, and that's what I love. That's why I love to do what I do, because everybody that calls, even if I can help them, they get 15 minutes on the phone.
Well, you also, besides being the therapist, you're able to change people's lives because you do take some of the stress off, even if it's a little bit. Because when you leave your office, you're going to have people going, okay, I feel better.
Right. At least I know, and this is what I get a lot. Thanks for being honest with me. And I refer them, and if they need to go into a bankruptcy, I send them to Debt Stoppers. That's my bankruptcy.
By the way, speaking of connections, because you have connections in all different industries, give me 30 seconds on whole life versus term insurance.
Whole life versus term insurance. I don't sell insurance. Let me put that disclaimer.
Right.
Whole life versus term. Whole life, you should look at it if you want it as an investment in the future. Term, you usually get a bigger bang for your buck. It's better to buy it when you're younger, when it's cheaper. I had term personally. But I switched to whole life because my insurance agent, after I sat with my guy Mitch Ratnow at GCG Financial, a little plug for Mitch, I found out it was better for me because I've got another like 2 or 3 years to go to pay into my whole life. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the cash policy off of that whole life to pay for my insurance until they put me in a box, hopefully, when I'm 95 years old.
You do get to a point with whole life where the insurance policy pays its own way.
Well, the cash value grows and the market's coming back. And my cash value, thank God, has come back over the past 6-7 years with the market coming back. So we've calculated that I've got another 4 or 5 years paying into it. I'll be in the early 50s, 52, 53, 54.
Oh, I see you living at least that long.
Well, I think so. My wife hopes so.
Here's a second mortgage question. Question from the 815. I have a second mortgage at 9.125%. Refinance the first to 4.25%. I make double payments every month on the second, but no one will help me lower that rate. Just keep making doubles on the principal. Is that the only thing I can do?
Well, here's a strategy. There's a loan. My girlfriend Margie at First Midwest Bank. You know, I'm a big fan of First Midwest Bank. They have what's called a secured home improvement loan, unsecured home improvement loan. It's called a home express loan, okay, where if you have good credit, they'll give you $25,000 at like 6-7% that you could take that money and pay off the second loan.
If you take the 9.125 to 6, just put it into that other loan.
And then just keep slamming it down.
Got it. Okay. Got it. And last one here before we have a mention for veterans here, which David and I both think is an important topic every day. Karen, you lost your husband 4 years ago, and what issue is in your world now?
My issue is that currently I'm not on the mortgage when he passed away.
Yeah.
But I am on the deed, and my, you know, as the years go on, I'm not sure if I'm even responsible for this mortgage if I'm not on it.
Were you married? Well, first of all, yeah. Karen, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Were you married when you took out the mortgage?
Yes, we were. And it's actually a modified mortgage, which in another year, it's going to be coming off the 5-year balloon.
Right. Okay. So here's the deal. In Illinois, if you're married to somebody and they unfortunately pass away, you have to waive homestead rights at the closing. You signed a couple of documents at the closing that basically said that you are responsible for the mortgage in the event that somebody passes
away. Even if her name's not on it.
Even if her name's not on it. And what I would do is, if you call me today, Karen, at my new number, okay, here's my new number, 312-751-1333. That's my new number. If you call me at the old number, I'm not there, okay? So if you want to reach me, I'm at 312-751-1333. I will walk you through this.
Well, let's just set that up.
Yeah.
Let's set that up.
Yeah, yeah. You put it on hold, Kev. I'll pick it up after.
Yeah, we'll pick it up after. Tell Karen to hang on, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So before you go, as part of your new deal at Pearl Mortgage, you're going to start hiring veterans who have an interest in the financial end of things and learning the money biz and the mortgage biz.
And that was one of the biggest reasons I went there, because I suck at training people. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm great at what
I can't imagine with your easy temperament.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just... Thank you.
It's like David's kids go, can mommy help me with the homework?
Yes. I'm like 3 + 3. Come on, man. It's 6.
Again,
I'm
though.
I'm like, what don't you get? Three plus zero. It's 3. Anything to 0. Come on, man. You're 7. What don't you get?
Walk it off, Timmy.
Wait, this is a case where if he can yell, I don't care. As long as I'm saving money.
I love my kids. My kids are very safe and sound. No, but what part of the reason that I went to Pearl Mortgage and what I told the owners, I said, I have a passion to helping veterans. And you know that for
sure. Absolutely, sure.
And I said, we've got tens of thousands of men and women coming home that have earned the right for VA entitlement for fighting for our country. And I go, these men and women, more importantly, need jobs.
Right.
I go, and how great would it be? And the toughest part about the mortgage business is nobody wants to get in it anymore because of all the regulations and everything.
Sure.
That's why I looked away, too. Okay, so I said, we need to bring in young blood. And what better than bringing in veterans that are trained to follow instructions
and
to learn? So I
disciplined and concerned about working hard, and they want to learn.
Exactly, and they're not dodging bullets and dodging bombs, and they're in and they know how to follow instructions. So I told the owner, the two owners, and head of operations, I said, I'm not coming unless we do this, and they're like, we're in. So every 6 months, starting I think in September, I have to meet with them. It's my first week, so I got to take it easy.
Right, I understand.
So we're going to put out a job description. We're going to accept applications. We're going to hire one processor for back end stuff. We're going to hire one loan officer trainee to help me do loan officer. I'm going to train them. Every 6 months, we're going to cycle them out, and then after a year, they'll be qualified to go get loans. And I'm going to have them concentrate on VA loans for all the veterans. So what better than a 25-year-old kid coming home?
Great idea.
I want to do one in each branch: Navy, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. So if I get a Marine, I'm going to be like, "Hey, Marine, how'd you like to talk to Sally, who was a sergeant in the Marines, who was in Fallujah?"
Sure.
And they've got a bond. I don't have any bond with anybody in the military other than I respect the hell out of them.
Right.
Okay, but I'm going to bring in veterans. We're going to train them, and I'm going to do Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm going to have Navy process Navy, Army process Army, you know, Marine process Marine, all the way down, Coast Guard, whatever. And then we're just going to bring in new blood into an industry that there's no new blood coming in, and we're going to train people how to fish, and we're going to put them on their own dock, and they're going to fish, and they're going to make a good living, earning money, doing loans, helping their fellow vets out.
Good for you, man, and good for Pearl.
I'm pumped up.
Pearl.
I'm reinvigorated, man. I got a new reset button. I'm charged up, and you know what I'm like.
I didn't notice a lack of energy in the past, so it's fine. We always thought maybe we should keep like the old Wild Kingdom Marlon Perkins tranquilizer gun handy. I'll stay back here while Jim tries to lasso David.
Can I just give it here? I've got WGNDavid.com just to make it easy for WGN.
WGNDavid.com. Okay.
Okay, just to make it easy, because Pearl is spelled P-E-R-L, so tough spelling.
Yeah.
So for WGN listeners, if you type in WGNDavid.com instead of the old website, if you go to WGNDavid.com, it takes you right to my new webpage.
Okay, and what about the phone number?
312-751-1333. Okay. I try to make it as easy as possible. 1333. And email is as easy as possible. It's my first name, David. The @ Pearl, spelled P-E-R-L, then David again, .com. So it's David at P-E-R-L, David.com.
Okay.
And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and the access.
You're always
to
welcome here. Come on. Stop it.
I appreciate it. I really do. And I'm psyched, and I'm recharged. I'm ready to roll.
Shoot him with the tranquilizer.